You know, Americans love eating out, and there's no reason why it can't be healthy. But you can always find the menu doesn't always show the amount of calories, fat, or salt served on the menu. So we're going to bring in health contributor, personal trainer, and business owner Jerry Blaze into this conversation. Jerry, we're sitting here live at the diner, and you honestly need to see this omelet that is sitting in front of me. It looks fantastic.
That's awesome.
If you were here, you might even indulge in this thing right now.
I know I would. Jack the bread, though.
I did give Jack the bread. You know, are there ways to eat out and still enjoy a really good meal?
Absolutely there is. You can still go out. You just have to make better choices. You know, if you're trying to lose some weight or even be just health conscious, you got to avoid certain things. I would stick to mostly the protein, like the eggs that you have, or even whole eggs for that matter. But, you know, you might want to push away the French toast or the bread if you're trying to get your midsection looking better.
Well, you can always ask for more vegetables, right?
That's what I always do. When I go out to eat, I get veggies as the appetizer, and then I get extra or double veggies with the meal.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about sodium. You know, one thing I always do is if I order something and there's a sauce or a dressing, I always ask for that on the side. Is that a good way to kind of push away a little bit of that sodium overload?
Well, yeah, that would be the smart thing to do because you don't honestly know. Just assume that the guy out back or the female out back cooking you food is loading, you know, throwing salt on there to make it taste better, unless you go out of your way and say, hold the salt. But the condiments are very high in sodium, so you have to really take that into account.
Yeah, and if I could jump in here, too.
Yes, Jay, yes.
I just think you're making, this is great advice. I always do that just as a matter of principle. Say, hey, get sauce. Could I get the sauce on the side? Could I get the condiments on the side? And then you can make your own judgments. And what's your advice in terms of refined sugars and the kind of sugars and salts that people put on their foods? Is that a good thing to? How do you avoid some of that? Because I suspect that's a big deal.
Well, you really have to. You have to eat as strict and clean. We say the term clean. You want to eat as clean as possible by not putting those particular condiments on. What I always did was I put some balsamic vinegar or I used to put mustard on everything. But those condiments are very, very high in sugar, hidden sugars for that matter, that they don't list on even the ingredients list. So you have to be very cautious.
Oh, hidden sugars. Yeah. That's a really biggie. That's a biggie. You know, one of the things I've gotten to be doing recently is taking a close look at the sugar content on whenever you can find that, particularly added sugars, and to try to avoid those. Some of these things are really packed with lots of sugars, and, you know, it makes it taste great, but boy, oh, boy.
Now, Jerry, when you hear the term supersized, what do you think of that?
I think of my fat cells being supersized when I think of that term.
So when you're at a restaurant, you know, and you have the choices, steam, broiled, grilled, breaded, fried, what is the best way to go?
Obviously, breaded would not be a good thing because you're adding extra carbs in there and carbs that you don't know the whole story on that. So I'd always say steamed keep it as basic as possible, as clean and basic as possible, if they'll allow that.
So let's say you're going in, you know, we're spending a lot of time at diners now, which is fantastic. Say you're going into a diner, picture that, and you're going to order, say you're hungry, but you want to order a good breakfast. If you're going to give our listeners a couple of tips here, what would you come in and
what are the best choices for breakfast?
And what to avoid.
Well, it depends on the time of day. Like, if it's early morning or anything before, like, 10 a.m., you can have a couple of slices of bread if you want. You know, try not to go crazy on the butter. But I always go as the priority protein. And I always go with eggs or whole eggs or egg whites.
Yeah.
An omelet or scrambled or, you know, that's always the better way to go for breakfast, per se. But you could have steak in the morning if you wanted to.
You could even have salmon in the morning if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can have any kind of protein. I don't know whoever deemed the term breakfast being only eggs, but that's put protein as your priority.
Where would you put one of my personal favorites, which I'm sure is not quite as high on the list? Bacon, 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 bacon.
You know, if you're eating in a ketogenic type protocol, you can include bacon. You know, it's the saturated fats that you have to be concerned about. But if you are keeping to a very low, low carb regimen, you can have, your body actually needs a little bit of saturated fat on a daily basis. So you can have the bacon with the eggs for sure, but push away the bread.
Thank you. You've made my day.
Now, what about, what are the best choices for like lunch or dinner? Should you stay away from like the baked potatoes and the French fries and all that stuff if they come with your meal?
Well, that you could have a baked potato for sure, but I would stay away from the French fries, being that those are, you know, those are cooked and fried and greased. So the baked potato is a good source of complex carbohydrate. You can actually throw even a little bit of butter in there, but leave it at that. I wouldn't do that past like 3 p.m.
Well, here's a question for you. You know, it's a question about how much to eat.
So, portion control.
You go out to these restaurants, and I think they're very proud of the fact that they'll fill that plate, and you find yourself halfway through or three quarters of the way, and you say, "Gee, maybe I want to finish it, but do I really? Is that good for me?" I know Tom Brady says things like, "You know, eat till you're about two thirds or three quarters full, and then push it away." What advice do you have for us on how much to eat?
I would say when the food comes to you, immediately cut a line down the middle, take the other half, break it in half, have them immediately put the other half in a doggy bag, like we used to call it, or a little thing, and just eat that one half of the meal.